Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Yeah!
Actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious.
Shallow center, base hit. Marte's being set. Here's the throw from Perkins. It is going to be in time! Game over! Pitch. Check swing. Yes, he did! Ball game over. Trevor Miguel seals win number 8 in a row for the Brewers. Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here. Isaac Collins walks it off against the Mets. You can't make it up.
Bunch of great dudes pulling together. They have a belief system.
Give the Brewers an inch, and they will take a mile. Joey Ortiz, legend of Andrew Vaughn.
Great play by Sal Frelick.
Bryce Turang.
Isaac Collins. Jackson Chourio.
What a ride the Brew Crew is on right now.
DJ Strofe.
Monday, Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. That gave me goosebumps. Phenomenal job by Alex Strofe running the show. I think I could do 3 hours of just listening to that.
Yeah, it was well put together with the music underneath it.
But like, that was a weekend's worth of content?
That's correct, yes.
This is so fun, and not like the Mark Antanasio Summer of Fun.
Mm.
This is real. This is your Milwaukee Brewers. Your Milwaukee Brewers that are the best team in baseball. Separating themselves in the NL Central, winning in every way imaginable with heroes who are unpredictable. You don't know who it's going to be. And it makes every single game a joy to watch. I am Ben Brust. Alongside me is Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nordman. Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And stream. Download, listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yeah, it's just amazing to be a Brewers fan right now. Just incredible. The team is playing amazing. And just watching the game, especially Friday night, the thing for me on Friday night was the fact that most of the times, a guy singles like that, second base, Starlin Marte, he's going to come in. He's going to score. Like, you just think that's going to happen. But there's so much magic around this team that every single big moment they have capitalized on it and has been in a good place for the Brewers to win. It has just been an incredible run. And the fact that we still have so much more season left makes me feel even more better about the fact that it's going to be even more fun ahead. So, yes, this is a fun summer. But beyond that, this feels like something special is brewing.
I just... Every imaginable way has happened.
Have you found yourself, it's August, right? In July as well. And with Brewers baseball, the intensity as the season goes on, the intensity of cheering always goes up. But every single time the Brewers get a big out, Miz strikes somebody out, Trevor McGill ends the game. We see Isaac Collins on. Do you find yourself
Blake
just
Blake Perkins yell- throwing somebody out, Starlin Marte, to end the game?
Do you find yourself going, yes, yeah? I mean, it's just, I'm on cloud a million right now with this Milwaukee Brewers team.
I tweeted at Ben Brust on Twitter X, this is not a dream. Because I have to remind myself to, like, embrace every moment. Not because I think it's going to come to an end. Because Even Jeff Levering, who joined Wilde and Tausch earlier this morning across East Station, says, like, it's hard to put into words. Like, it's a storybook. It's magical. Like, this is something where you should appreciate every game that you watch, because the team is all bought in for the team. And I can think of countless reasons to say why it's amazing. Quinn Priester, his start wasn't great. But guess what? He still hasn't lost a freaking start in the last 13 games because he said, I didn't have my stuff, but the team picked me up. The team picked me up. He's carried the team. The team carries him. They play the most complimentary baseball that I've seen in such a long time. Right? Like, when the pitching's there, it needs to be a defensive game. The defense doesn't give any reason of any doubt that they're not going to have the pitcher's back. The bullpen in a tight game has been delivering on the back end. You need bats. You go down yesterday to the Mets,
and somehow they find William Contreras.
It's not even somehow. It's what they do. Joey Ortiz talked about how he did not have any doubts when the Mets went up big that this team wasn't going to find a way to scratch and claw their way back in.
I mean,
and if you give this team an ounce of hope, I think the other teams are starting to feel the environment in AmFam Field, the aura of the roster and everyone who's out on the field, that it's not going to be fun. The Milwaukee Brewers right now currently are spitting on the faces of every MLB franchise.
Oh, wow.
They are.
How so?
$110 million payroll. And they show up and they're the big dogs on campus. It's not about what they're getting paid or what their payroll is. It is the vibe. It is the expectation. It is the execution. It is the manager. It is the organization being in lockstep. I'll even say it to the promo department. Everyone in the organization is in lockstep together, and it is a fun ride to be a part of. Enjoy every second. This doesn't mean we're not looking to October. This doesn't mean we're not looking to what the future has. It means currently sitting where we are right now, enjoy every moment, because what Alex Strove played at the start of the show gave me absolute goosebumps, because it encapsulates the feeling that everyone feels watching this team play baseball.
Yeah, it was an incredible weekend. And what I love about it, and you talked about it, Ben, it's not always the size of the fight of the dog in the fight. It's the size of fighting the dog. And the Milwaukee Brewers, with that payroll, they definitely have fight inside of them. But for me, what's been so impressive this entire season, especially during the winning ways the Milwaukee Brewers have basically had since July, is when they get down early, they are never out of it. Friday night, the Milwaukee Brewers coming off, you know, winning, what is it, six straight games. The Milwaukee Brewers welcoming the New York Mets. And guess what? By the time you get to the end of the second inning, you're already down a couple runs, but you find a way to fight back, claw, and win a close game 3-2. Again yesterday, you find yourself down five runs, and all of a sudden, you find your way back to win that baseball game. For me, this the fight that the Milwaukee Brewers have inside of them to never feel like they are out of it. Caleb Durbin talked about it a while ago. It's one thing to talk the talk. It's another thing to walk the walk. And playing sports, as you know, Ben, and many people listening understand, playing sports is not easy. You can't always determine the outcome. But the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers have the mental capacity and the ability to stay locked in and really feel like they are never out of a game is incredible. That's what makes it more magical. It's when you look at a team and they're down early, a lot of times we get down 5-0, the game is over. Right, is not the Milwaukee Brewers.
Not this squad.
They find a way to fight, scratch, and claw their ways back into it and win in miraculous fashion. So this is just extremely something special that is happening here in Milwaukee, and I'm glad that I'm a Brewers fan and I get to witness and be a part of this.
I hate that I'm going to do this, but this is where my mind goes.
Where's your mind going?
There was a
Benny
quote that Robert Sala, when he was the head coach of the New York Jets, when they came into Lambeau Field and they stomped on the 2022 Green Bay Packers. He said, we were going to drag them into the deep end and see if they could even hang with us, right? That's what the Brewers do. The Brewers, every baseball game, there's 162 of these things, and every single game is relentless. The team is relentless. The pitchers have to be so mad when they, like, and I'm serious, probable starter blank against the Milwaukee Brewers. But, oh, damn, this is going to suck. This is going to suck. This is going to be mentally draining. And then for the next person who comes in to face the Brewers, doesn't matter who it is, coming off the bench or simply the guys that they have in the lineup, they're like, oh, we started Andrew Monasterio and Danny Jansen.
It doesn't matter.
It don't give a damn who it is.
It doesn't matter.
You see a name and you're like, this person's provided X. This person's provided Y. And that's the best part about this team. It doesn't matter who. It just matters when they get called.
I think it's clear cut that this is the best team in baseball. That's the most important thing. I mean, this team is complete. When you look at how good this team is defensively, you look at how good the bullpen is, you look how good the starting staff is, you look how good the team is coming back when down, you see how many runs and steals this team has. This is the best complete baseball team right now. It took a little bit for them to get going, but once they got going, they have not stopped. We talked about that long winning streak that they had of 11 games. And what could happen after that? All the Brewers did is basically lose a couple in there to the Marlins and then get hot again and found themselves on this incredible run.
It's funny you say that, right? Because I know naturally people point to, and I find myself doing this like 1 out of 10 Brewers thoughts is like, all right, this is amazing, but what if, you know, this happens? We've seen it. Like they played the Marlins, who were a hot team at the time. I think they lost 2 of 3.
They lost and then, 2 of 3 against the Marlins.
Just like that.
Going into the Cubs series, I believe. Leading into the Cubs series. Big time series. Talking about who's going to come away in first place in the NL Central and what the Brewers do.
They just kept on swimming and the Cubs keep on drowning. They're drowning themselves right now. Craig Counsell is getting destroyed by the Chicago media. And I'm not going to lie, I take a lot of laughter. And that Alex Stroh, you look like you had something to say. Brewers! I am so proud to see the YouTube chat, the Carbless Talk and text line before the show even starts. Just get Brewers.
I'm going to let y'all have it today. I'm going to let y'all have it. The Brewers are running through the NL East. Through the NL East right now. This is all, as a lifelong Brewers fan, this is all incredible to me. It feels unreal, man.
But why it's important is because, again, as we talk about enjoying the moment, what we're enjoying can also build the fruits of, like, your labor later. Not having to go to a wild card game. Being the best team in baseball means you get a home series in the divisional round. Skip the wild card. That means you have divisional, NLCS, and then potentially going somewhere we haven't been since 1982. And I'm not scared to talk about it.
Listen, I'm not scared to talk about it, but my expectations for this season have completely changed. Just like anybody who was a Brewers fan, the expectations to change. It went from having a fun summer to, wow, this is a cool story. Man, this team is hot. Man, this team is maybe good to, damn, this is the best team in baseball for real. Like, becoming a believer all in a span of 40 days, you went from, hopefully we make the playoffs, to being, we're about to win the NL Central. It is crazy, and if you are a Brewers fan, you should be thinking big. You shouldn't be thinking going to the NLDS. You shouldn't be thinking going to the NLCS. You shouldn't be thinking about just going to the World Series. You should be thinking about your team potentially doing what the Kansas City Royals did, doing what the Texas Rangers did, finally winning a championship and having a magical run.
They have some pieces to do so. We know that 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. We'll continue to get your reaction to what was an unbelievable weekend from the Milwaukee Brewers. Stroh, you have to come into the next segment with that montage, and I'm not joking.
It was good stuff, man.
I mean, I had so much goosebumps listening to that if somebody's just joining us, they deserve to hear what you put together. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious.
Shallow center, base hit. Marte's being set. Here's the throw from Perkins. It is going to be in time! Game over! Pitch. Check swing. Yes, he did! Ball game over.
Trevor Miguel seals win number 8 in a row for the Brewers. Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here! Isaac Collins walks it off against the Mets. You can't make it up.
Bunch of great dudes pulling together. They have a belief system.
Give the Brewers an inch, and they will take a mile. Joey Ortiz, legend of Andrew Vaughn. Great play by Sal Frelick.
Bryce Turang.
Isaac Collins. Jackson Chourio.
What a ride the Brew Crew is on right now.
Enjoy every second, folks. But there's still a lot of ball game left, and I mean that in a good way. We get to see what this team can do throughout the rest of the regular season and heading into the playoffs. What I do want to know is where credit goes. To this point, I mean, we all could sit here and lie and said we saw this coming, but no one's going to sit here and do that.
I mean, I did bet the Brewers to win the division before the season started. You know,
my money. Cool, you had them to win the NL Central. Do you have them in the best record in baseball, up this many games on the Cubs on August 11th?
I mean, I did give you $10.
All right.
No, hell no.
I put this on Twitter for everyone to get involved with. Who deserves the most credit for where we are, for what we are, I can't even read my own tweet, for what we are witnessing the Brewers do this season? This is fascinating. Matt Arnold, 13% of the vote. The mastermind, the general manager, 13% of the vote. Mr. Pat Murphy himself, the NL manager of the year last year. I will riot if he does not win it again this year.
Yeah, he said that one locked up almost.
35% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
The players, 33% of the vote. Uke, 19% of the vote. Uke's got more percent of the vote than Matt Arnold himself.
Listen, I love some Bob Uecker, but I don't know if this is Uecker. Yeah, we got to get to the World Series for me to think that Uecker is out there, up there pulling the strings.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm Team Kyle here. I think Uecker's witnessed a bunch of fun summers.
Oh yeah,
but Uecker ain't up there flying high, pulling strings. You know, unless in a World Series.
Yeah, not
Uecker. Uecker gets 100% of the vote.
If we win the World Series, if we win the World Series, we all need to put flowers on his grave and let tell thank you. Thank you, Uecker. Listen, you sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice for us to win, and I appreciate that. What a legacy that he left. But for me, Ben, when I look at this question, I think it's obvious. It's Pat Murphy. The Milwaukee Brewers are the fighting Pat Murphys, and the mentality that he has brought to this baseball team has led to their success. He took a bunch of ragtag guys, right? A lot of names that nobody has heard of. Isaac Collins. Hell, a castaway and King Vaughn away from the White Sox. They literally celebrated him leaving, saying he was a bust, he was a bum. A
lot of White Sox fans around these offices that were laughing at the Milwaukee Brewers.
The day of
the
trade, we asked some folks about the report. They said, well, he won the Golden Spikes Award in college for being the best baseball player, but he really hasn't been anything but a bust in the majors, and they're excited to move on from him. Don't expect much from him, and look at him.
Boo-boo organization.
A terrible organization. He has become one of the best players in baseball over the last month. So when I look at this team, yes, the players play a significant role because they're the ones doing it, but it's the guy that is holding them accountable, whether or not they're high or they're low. He's making sure that they're playing disciplined baseball. He's making sure that they're going to be an elite team because, like he said before, listen, if we want to be great, we got to be a little uncommon. We've got to be a little bit different. Him holding them on combo when they're not playing well. Overall, it comes down to Pat Murphy. Managers matter, man. They really do. And Pat Murphy's personality has changed this organization. We thought when we lost Craig Counsell that we were losing somebody that helped uplift this organization. We did. But we didn't realize it was addition by subtraction. By him leaving, this organization would get better. The mentality that he has set up, we can see it played out every single day. So it is Pat Murphy who has put his print on this baseball team, and he is the one that deserves the most credit of getting the most out of these guys every single game. You don't go on, like you said, Ben, what's the stat? How many winning streaks of 8?
Three times.
How many other teams have done that at least twice?
Nobody.
Oh, wow. So you mean to tell me the Brewers are the only team in baseball to have a winning streak of 8 games or more, not just, you know, 2 times, but 3 times?
Who's done it twice this year, Strofe?
I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's happened, though. Am I wrong on that?
You might want to fact check that one. I went deep into baseball analytics, so if I was wrong, I just would like to know.
But regardless of the fact that this is
what I do know
stuff.
Is they've won 8 straight games 3 times this season.
Unreal.
First time in franchise history winning 8 games in a row. And it just speaks to the, yeah, I know I'm right, Strofe. Yeah. Big J journalist trying to get me.
No, he a Big J now. You the Big J. That's
Holy
a little
cow,
J.
I'm a tool. All right. That's
Holy
not,
cow, I'm a tool.
It didn't get schooled by the producer today. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. You got Ben Brust and Kyle Wallace. Brad Nortman is recovering from vocal cord surgery, still not able to say or speak yet.
No, he can now, right?
I think he's 5 days is what I heard.
Isn't today day 6? Day 5?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Today is day 5.
I think tomorrow he might be able to try a word, like go Brewers. Like he's like a baby. We're trying to teach him his first words.
I'm so fascinated by this. Do you think he's like coughed or anything?
Why don't you text him? No Brad Nortman, Strofe's running the show, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace. Who do you think deserves the most credit for what we're witnessing the Brewers do this year? Matt Arnold, Murph, the players, Uke. Dare I say Mark Antanasio, the owner? Dare I say?
I mean, Mark is the one that hired everybody who's put in place. So he has overseen this baseball organization being one of the worst teams in baseball throughout the 90s and early 2000s to now all of a sudden being one of the best teams in baseball. His ownership of the Milwaukee Brewers, which I think begun in like 05, I believe, he's been in charge for about 20 years, and this team has made the playoffs about half of the seasons that he's been in charge. That is completely impressive going from never making the playoffs for 18 years.
You can't get mad about the payroll and the reaching into the pocket, but you can't get mad at results. And results is something that this organization is seeing over the last, obviously, 7 years, six of the last 7 years, about to make it 7 of the next last 8 years making the playoffs. Look, I put this question together, but part of me hates it because, like, I want to pick everybody because of how I feel about the team right now in terms of how they're clicking. I want to say Matt Arnold because, you know, he did bring Andrew Vaughn, and he brought Quinn Priester in at a time when they were desperate for starters, when they went down early with a ton of injuries. I want to say the players because they're the guys out in the field making the plays, but I'm team you, and he's not running away with the poll. He's up 1% with 500 votes. It's Murph. It's Murph Dog. It's the way that he's able to. It's funny. We had a conversation as a group here at Kyle Brust and Nortman how we as millennials were having trouble trying to connect with Gen Zers. Think about how old Pat Murphy is and how he's able to get the most out of these young players.
Yeah, because he never wavers. He never wavers. What I love about him is the fact that he gives you that old grandpa vibes, but the fact he never wavers. He says, listen.
Old grandpa's a little far.
No, he
you
gives
could have
you
said like
old
you know,
militant grandfather. That's what he reminds me of. And he never wavers. He didn't come in here and say, listen, I'm going to coddle these guys. When we compare Matt LaFleur into Pat Murphy, what you see is a guy in Matt LaFleur who tries to, you know, appease his players, whereas with Pat Murphy, he says, listen, I am the number one guy. I'm the head guy in charge. Ain't nobody else in charge around here. If you want to play winning baseball, if you want to get on the field, if you want to pitch, you have to follow where I lead you. That is his mentality. There is no other alpha male in that locker room other than Pat Murphy, and everybody in that locker room follows him, and then when you have success like that, they have no reason not to follow him. So, yes, Pat Murphy, for me, alpha male in a room, taking charge, that mentality is why he got them young Gen Zers and some millennials on his side.
Chef Ed chimes in the Carbless Talking Text line. Murphy's Magical Misfits. I know Jen, Gabe, and Chewy were looking for some names.
Can I say, is that an early, that's early lead for worst poll of the week. The options were awful. The options were bad.
Well, if you're going to come out of poll, you better come up with some suggestions. No, no one likes the naysayer.
The fighting Pat Murphy. We already, John Anderson came on before Pat Murphy even managed a game for the Brewers and told us how great Pat Murphy's going to be. He said the fighting Pat Murphy. He said that almost 2 years ago. It's the fighting Pat Murphy's. That's it.
When you said that earlier in this segment, I was like, yeah, it's simple and it's good and it's true. It's the fighting Pat Murphy.
That's what it has been. A mythical misfit. Garbage. Jin, Gabe, and Chewy are better than that. Josh are better than that.
Diana McGuanago, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text Line on Kyle Brusten Ortman. No Nortman.
Go Brewers! what happened to the Packers? Yeah.
The Pack?
Brewers!
Why
that's what happened, Diana.
Up?
Nothing good. Yeah, like, literally. Nothing good.
She didn't
maybe a couple players.
99 will shine.
Yeah, Darren Sorrell is what I was thinking
shine.
Of.
Yeah, he did shine.
Chris in Rome, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text Line.
Oh, my mom's very first Brewer game was yesterday. What a game to go to. If you see the footage of Collins' walk-off, you see me tackle hug her two times and then tackle the other two guys to my right just for fun. You could have not asked for a better experience for my mom for her birthday on her first ever game.
Wow. Happy birthday, wow. Chris and Rome's mom, for her birthday at an absolute banger of a game for the Milwaukee Brewers. Who deserves the most credit? Dave, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text Line.
I got one thing to say.
Oh, yeah? I love it. It's going to take off because it's so simple, so catchy.
I got a text yesterday. Somebody said, Strofe, are you at the Brewers game? So I'm not at the Brewers game. Why? They said, I can hear some dude on the television yelling, Brewers!
I got a text from somebody, too, and I was like, I couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it either, but we got a text already from somebody else saying that they heard it yesterday.
I know. I saw that as well in the Carbless Talking.
Man, our thing is taking off.
Our thing.
It is our thing. I'm just not, Brad's not here.
It's Strofe and Ben.
No, with Brad not being here, I can't do it. It's more fun when Brad and I do it together.
No, you
I look at
everything.
Him and I smile, and I start laughing.
Yeah, because you're mocking something great.
It's not mocking, it's just I'm joining something great, as in the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, very good. Know your place, little boy.
All right, now, y'all know. All right, now.
I'm the problem.
Don't push me, because I can yell, too.
I know what we're going to do before the Wheel of Strofe starts. We're going to do it again, Strofe.
Brewers.
Come on. Do it like a man.
Brewers!
Brewers!
Enjoy it, folks. More next.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Vince Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You know what's amazing?
What's amazing?
The Brewers play again tonight.
They sure do.
And, like, who knew that a baseball game on August 11th could make somebody feel the way that this team makes you feel?
You know, when I went to the grocery store and I got my little turkey meat today, the guy behind said he has on a Brewer shirt. Give him whatever he wants. Extra meat. They charge me for it, though. But I got extra meat. Got more than a pound. Pound, a little over a pound.
Thanks for that dynamite story that you wearing Brewers gear didn't get you anything.
It got me extra love.
That's the thing.
That I had to pay.
If you see a fellow Wisconsinite in Brewers gear walking around, maybe at work, just let them know. Hey, I love it. Just like Kyle was showing the love.
We have Brewers fever here in Milwaukee. Really across the state of Wisconsin.
As everyone should.
The place was sold out yesterday despite
the flooding.
Despite Noah's Ark floating down the damn AmFam Drive.
And if you were affected, obviously, wish you the best and everything, because that obviously was you have definitely, I heard, some flooding.
How's that going?
Good. Actually, I woke up this morning and went downstairs and said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. No water. I'm traumatized.
Yeah, you had an issue before this, which I'm not going to lie. I was thinking of you because I was like, if I have to hear about you and baby girl
concrete
sucking up all the water again.
PSA, get your concrete done. That's the PSA. If your concrete's cracked, get your concrete done. Just don't wait.
Where? What concrete where? In the basement?
No,
or the walls,
your driveway concrete.
Driveway?
Yeah. Yeah, get your concrete done.
Yeah.
That's the PSA.
Thanks, Kyle. Wheel of Strofe with Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and no Brad Nortman.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Is it the Brewers game yet?
No, but we're going to play a Brewers edition of Wheel of Strofe.
Ooh, I like that.
I would expect nothing more, and I'm proud that you read my mind. I was going to be disappointed if this was not a Brewers Wheel of Strofe.
All right. I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
I did not create Brewers. You didn't create Brewers. This was last October at AmFam Field when I was speaking to a young man about Jackson Churio, and I think he was rather intoxicated when he said this. I think I stole it from this poor guy.
Wow.
And I can't give him any credit.
I started this between us.
Well, no, we played this last October. And then we
you
just,
think it just subconsciously
yes,
stayed
you
in
did
our
not,
head?
You did
wow,
not
look at you guys.
We stole it from this guy, and I don't know who he is.
But I think this guy would appreciate that we're taking, and I'm willing to give him credit.
Yeah, you better credit this intoxicated young
what
man.
What I'm wondering is, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, was this him?
Anthony Siegler with two on against Edwin Diaz.
I hear it now.
Anthony Siegler with two on against Edwin Diaz, and he throws.
How did you find this?
Cispac
Anthony
abs
Siegler
on YouTube.
With two on against Edwin Diaz, and he throws.
That's hilarious. That probably is him.
Yeah, it's probably the same guy.
That probably is him.
I need that guy. I need the originator to do it with us.
I need to find this dude. I have a picture of him. I think I just need to tweet out, can we find him?
Yeah, you can do that. That's easy.
You could even just send me the picture, or
I'll tweet it from the KBN account.
ChatGPT.
Wait, you go. Wait a minute. You can put pictures of people in ChatGPT and they
who
can
is
find
this?
Them
and say identify
stop.
This person.
Are you kidding me?
Is that real?
Yes.
No,
what?
It's not.
Want to bet?
Oh, this is stalker.
That's not okay.
Right, this is not
actually,
okay.
I actually don't know, but now I'm gonna. Now I'm gonna.
Hey,
Kyle.
Hey, don't put me in AI. Don't
Kyle.
Put my, no.
Screenshot that kid and send it to him. Don't put my face on there.
Madison yeah. Hayes, 24. Will you come here and let me utilize you? Like, since Kyle's being really weird about...
She left the room. I don't know where
you
she's
just
going.
You just asked to put...
Bam! Got him.
Come on, nah. He probably put my face in AI. Now I'm going to be all that.
I love how you act like I can't screenshot a photo from you of anywhere
the government,
that I have.
The government going to have me. The gov going to have me.
Dang.
Need that guy.
Wheel of Strofe.
So y'all stole it.
Borrowed. Elevated.
Elevated was I like better.
Purple. Can we talk about the home run?
Of course we can. Do you want to make a confession?
About what?
Didn't you think that the three people coming up?
So I did text you when we were going to the bottom
what
of the
was,
ninth.
What was the bottom of the ninth projected batting order?
I believe it was Collins, Contreras, Vaughn.
Yep.
And I texted you, Collins, Contreras, Vaughn sounds like a walk-off. But Contreras and Vaughn weren't necessary.
You didn't believe in Isaac Collins.
That's not true. Because yesterday on Sunday Karma, Kyle backed me up. I said... Dare I say Isaac Collins, the most clutch player on this team.
You did say that.
And then he went on to hit the walk-off home run. By the way, his first home run at American Family Field.
Interesting.
That's what I heard.
Isn't that odd?
That is odd.
He's only hit home runs on the road.
Can I ask another question?
I hate when he does. Can I say some? Can I ask a question?
It's a radio show with your name on it. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, he's the leader. Did he look like a brother to me?
I told you.
He looked like a light-skinned brother.
I texted you that.
Yeah, yes, and I said that. Because when he took his helmet off during the interview,
the hair.
I said, "Oh, that." I said, "Is this another Tobias Myers?" I couldn't. So I'm sitting there. There's not enough information.
Grant
out
Anderson's
there.
Got the durag.
Yeah. There's not enough information out there for me to be able to find who his mama and daddy is.
Did you look? Because I tried looking.
No, I tried to look, and he's not. Isaac hasn't made it enough. He's made it in our hearts, but not enough for us to figure out what his parents is.
Oh.
But
yeah.
Kyle, what about this from Teddy from Watertown on the Carbless Talking text line? Pat Murphy's Law, anything that can go right will go right.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That one's creative.
I like that. I like that. That's very, very creative.
The fighting Pat Murphys, though, it's just like, such an easy, simple way to describe what this baseball team is.
It has to be, yeah. And like Harvey's Wall Bangers, right? Like the fighting Pat Murphys. You know exactly what it is. Those guys are fighting until the end. Always fighting until the end.
Yes, Dwayne and Sheboygan, I imagine fans have been yelling Brewers for many years. Just let us have our simple minds in Ben Brust and Alex Stroff that believe we created something so simple and so great.
So,
I think we get credit with yesterday.
So what, Kyle?
So if you guys didn't create it, you can't tell Brad and I we can't do it.
Yeah, but we make it sound better than you and Brad. Brad's tone deaf. I don't think he should be coming out of vocal cord surgery yelling anything.
I'll do it for the both of us when he comes back. I for sure got
that. We'll continue to cue your mic down. Rob and Madison, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line. You want to continue with a nickname for this squad?
Yeah, man. They are the Maulers. They are Murphy's Maulers. You got to get that alliteration in there.
Murphy's Maulers. I like it.
We'll take any suggestions. The Fighting Pat Murphys is what we're going with right now until we hear something that just sweeps us off our feet like the Milwaukee Brewers continue to do. You know what sweeps me off my feet? Frozen Pizza Friday, every single Friday. And through August 12th, which is tomorrow, stock up on some of your favorites like Palermo's Rising Crust and Ragu Frozen Pizzas. Two for $9. Head on over to Piggly Wiggly. I had a Boss Hog, a Thin and Tavern Style Screaming Sicilian. Sometimes I have the Thin and Crispy. Always have a Cheez-It in stock, the Cheez-It Pizza. Stranger Things Pizza is out with holographic stickers that you can find in your local grocers. They literally have everything because it's a brand right down the road from American Family Field that is innovating pizza all across the country. But you in Wisconsin have the best opportunity to go to your local grocer and experience what all that screaming is about. I'm on cloud nine. This is so fun. I hope you're having fun. This is so fun. Isaac Collins.
Yes.
Share with the audience?
We're going to do some research.
All right.
Y'all little brothers.
I mean, it would make the team even more fun, you know?
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
And that Alex Stroff, you look like you had something to say.
Brewers!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Fighting Pat Murphys have won 9 in a row, looking to keep it going tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Skeens tomorrow. Don't care. Literally don't. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I mean,
an old Cy Young winner. It could be Cy Young himself.
We'll destroy Cy Young.
What I'm saying.
Randy Johnson.
John Prime.
Smoltz. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Roger Clemens.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, Pedro Martinez.
Coming in at the end.
Yeah.
Blown save.
Yep, Trevor Hoffman.
I've seen a lot of those in New York right now from old Devin Williams.
Poor Devin.
He's getting absolutely destroyed on social media.
I mean, he poor guy.
And all we got was Nestor Cortez.
And Caleb Durbin.
I know. Who, by the way, which is like he had an unbelievable 2-week stretch. That's the best part about this team. You can bring up a name. He hasn't got it as much tick. He obviously was in the top of the lineup leading off. Pinch hit four. Like, it doesn't matter. They just win games.
Rotate them.
I do have a bone to pick with you two specifically. Uh-oh. Brad Nortman, who is out, did subscribe to FanDuel to watch every Brewers game. Y'all wedding boys, y'all had weddings on Saturday.
I did.
And while I'm watching the Brewers, I'm seeing you two guys streaming the Packers preseason game. You can watch the Packers preseason game back. You can't live in the joy of a Brewers baseball game watching it back.
Whoa. Time out. I have access to everything. Now, I will admit I was watching mostly Packers. I did dabble in the Brewers, and then once the Packers made me extremely mad, I started watching the Brewers, and I was able to watch the ninth inning as well and see Trevor McGill close off that game. So I went back and forth, but I mean,
there's no back and forth.
No. I mean, no, it's Brewers right now for sure, but I mean, I just... But the Packers, you got to see Jordan Love, right? You got to see how this offense.
Got to see Jordan Love.
Yeah, but you got to see how the defense. You can watch one or two series back.
Baseball, you have a lot of innings. So dabbling and seeing the first team play, I mean, I wanted to see the hype was about.
I will admit, I made a mistake.
I was going to say, that's all I'm looking for, Strofe. You know.
I did not realize that on Sunday Karma yesterday, we would be doing the Brewers appreciation parade for the entire 2 hours. Had I known that,
that's not what I'm looking for. That's not helping.
He's
your
talking
case.
About for work reasons. I'm talking about for work reasons. I'm being honest.
Talking about passion right
now. I love
you're my Brewers guy.
Okay, I didn't watch one game. That's on me. My bad.
No, you watched some of it, didn't you?
No, I watched two possessions.
And then the open bar took advantage of him.
Well, the dance floor specifically. I'm still sore, man. I danced my booty off.
Well,
on
you don't
Saturday.
Have muscles.
You don't have a booty. So I don't know how you dance that. You asked your back off. Your back. That's what you got to say. You got to be accurate.
From back to heel, he's flat.
He is very flat.
I am flat Stanley, yes.
No, I watch both because, you know, I have the ability to watch both. But I will say I lean more towards the Packers. I was very excited about the Green Bay Packers going out there. And they just disappointed the heck out of me.
So
it was very bad.
But that's my point is when you have a known – like the Milwaukee Brewers, why are you putting yourself through the unknown in a live portion? Like, this was, both were live. You had an opportunity to watch the Brewers continue their hot streak or watch a preseason game. A preseason game. I'm most disappointed in Strofe. That's what it's really coming down to. I know that Kyle Wallace gets all, you know, in his feels for the Green Bay Packers, and even a preseason game probably had him in a bad mood for a good 30 minutes before his baby girl said, hey, get over it.
I was at this wedding quite upset with the Green Bay Packers. I said, these guys suck.
I just say this. I do share a FanDuel account. I do not have a login on my phone.
What do you mean? Don't have? Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I have it wired on one TV and that's it.
What? Huh? What? Why don't you just spend the money?
Because
he doesn't have any.
I spend it on other things.
No, exactly. Yeah,
he doesn't have fiscal responsibility or fiscal awareness.
I do lack both of those things, yes.
Well, I watched a little bit of the Brewers. I'm not taking it back because the Packers, I had to see it. And what I saw wasn't great.
You didn't have to see it.
No,
you chose to see it.
No, come on now. We may not see Jordan Love play the whole the rest of the preseason.
And who gives a damn? We watched them play 3 snaps last year. And what did that matter? Exactly.
They play more than that this year. I would probably prefer to see a repeat of last season in preseason than what I saw.
Or nothing at all, to be completely honest.
When we get into that, it's just bad. It was a waste of my time. It really was. I could have been watching.
Did it actually put you in a bad mood?
Temporarily, yes.
Did your baby girl, fiance, have to talk you out of your mood enjoy the moment you're at a wedding?
She knew not to talk to me like that. She knew just to let me have my moment. She understood the Green Bay Packers are bad. I'm giving updates to the people at the table. Like, what's happening? I said, he done dropped the pass. And so I'm sitting here just giving an update to folks.
You didn't have a pen to throw, though, so what did you throw?
I hit
the silverware on the plate?
I was upset. I was reaching over the pass apps. Family style.
Shared plates,
Shared plate, family style food is where pass and stuff around. I was very upset.
Take the potatoes!
Yeah. How did you know? I did. I said, go hell.
Take these greens!
Yeah. Carrots. I was very upset. Packers disappointed.
Carrots.
Yeah, it's true. The Packers were disappointing on Saturday.
Oh, man.
I'm sure we'll get into that at some point.
I will want a full Kyle Wallace preseason takeaways because I know you probably have 15 million of them, and they're going to be very entertaining.
Who doesn't? Thank goodness for the Milwaukee Brewers because the Milwaukee Brewers did save the day. They saved the day for those. You had the rain. Yeah, you had the Packers killing you as well. But at least you had the Milwaukee Brewers to celebrate. And even the way that game finished with Trevor McGill being able to get out, that was still exhilarating and fun as well.
Well, we also have a team that's won a championship most recent, and that is the Bucks. And you can get a weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend Marcus Johnson. A Bucks Plus audio production, Marcus and his son Chris have all the biggest names in basketball, and they answer your questions too. So stay on the beat of the Bucks at Hear District now at Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast. In 2 short minutes, this is why I'm very excited. I'm excited for a lot of reasons. He is the mayor. He is the man. His name is Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis joining us in studio. But that is the guy. That is the guy who is a mayor. He knows what it's like to have the city behind him. I need Bobby Milwaukee right now.
It's gonna be so good. I mean, Brewers hype. The entire city's behind them. He is the mayor of the city, unofficial mayor. He's not Cavalier
Johnson. I'm gonna make sure he's getting to a game.
Oh yeah.
If he hasn't been to a game, we need him.
Let's get him to throw out the first pitch tonight.
Okay, maybe.
Produce.
You don't have that type of pool.
Bobby Portis in 2 minutes. It's